Today in Turkey, Pope Benedict turns his attention to healing relations between the Vatican and the Orthodox Church. That's one of the main goals of the Pope's visit. The Pope has been performing a divine liturgy at the Church of St. George in Istanbul with his Orthodox counterpart, the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, who is the spiritual head of the world's Orthodox Christians. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Istanbul. Ivan, tell us about this prayer service.
Well, John, as you can hear, those are Greek Orthodox priests chanting prayers and hymns in Greek. They are standing there, these bearded men wearing golden embroidered vestments in the church before a golden iconostasis, along with Patriarch Bartholomew, who holds a gold staff and wears an ornate headdress. And Pope Benedict is there seated in a place of honor in a church where most of the congregation and the priests usually stand. He's dressed in white robes with a red and white fur-trimmed cape and skull cap. And what you really have here is the meeting of two Christian traditions, Roman Catholicism and the Eastern Orthodox Church, which famously split in the Great Schism nearly 1,000 years ago.
And what are Orthodox Christians saying about the Pope's visit?
Well, they're clearly hoping that this will improve the status and the profile of the ecumenical patriarch, Bartholomew. He's not officially recognized by the Turkish government, which is fiercely secular, and refuses to this day to recognize him as the spiritual head of the world's Orthodox Christians, and that leaves him leading a community of just about 3,000 Greek Orthodox Christians in Istanbul. Earlier, I spoke with Anthony Limbarakis. He is the head of a Greek Orthodox association in the U.S. which supports the patriarchate, and he says that due to the Turkish government restrictions on religious education here, the patriarchate cannot train a new generation of priests, and that the institution itself is really in trouble.
It's very vulnerable. In fact, it really is at the point, if things don't change, of gasping its last breath. And that's why we are optimistic that the Pope's presence here in Istanbul, really the crossroads between East and West, Christianity and Islam, will bolster the position of the ecumenical patriarchate.
Ivan, in the run-up to this visit, there were some diplomatic games being played between the Vatican and the Turkish government, as well as protests organized in Turkey against the Pope. How are Turks generally reacting to this visit now that it's in its third day?
It seems, John, that he succeeded in charming the once hostile Turkish media, at the very least. The Turks were surprised to hear that the Pope endorsed Turkey's bid to join the European Union, to become the first predominantly Muslim country to join the European Union. He said that upon his arrival here on Tuesday during a meeting with the Prime Minister of Turkey. He has also spent a lot of time talking about the need to develop ties between Muslims and Christians. And the newspapers in Turkey were clearly pleased by the fact that the Pope read some of the prayers at a mass held at the House of the Virgin Mary in Ephesus yesterday in Turkish. His trip and his Christian prayer services in this predominantly Muslim country have been broadcast live on a number of Turkish TV stations, so he's getting a lot of attention right now. But still, the police are not taking any chances. There are military helicopters flying overhead right now, and police have also stopped all vehicular traffic in huge downtown sections of this city at peak rush hour in order to protect the Pope, and that's clearly wearing on the patience of this city. It has a population of more than 12 million people because it's forcing tens of thousands of people to walk to and from work.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Istanbul. Thanks very much, Ivan.
You're welcome, John.